Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So last week we talked about the great migration of African Americans who moved by the momentum of the Emancipation Proclamation and racist laws in the United States, moved from the South to transforming the industrial North. 6 million African Americans moved during the Great Migration. Now, the Great Recession here in 2007, 2008, 2009, and 2010 has possibly caused people to reverse direction. Tina Collins joins us. She's a human resource manager for a chemical company in South Atlanta, moved from Michigan to the Atlanta area in July 2007, on the line from Marietta, Georgia. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning. How are you?
So I'm great. Your family has experienced the migration in two directions. Explain, first of all, how you ended up in Michigan and your decision to move back down south.
Yes. Back in the late 50s, my dad, who was then 19 years old and came from a family of nine siblings, and his mom and dad decided in order to have a better life for their children, they needed to go to the north. They were sharecroppers and decided that, you know, they needed to get out of the south and move to the north. So they did that. They did it at night because they owed the landowner money and they could never get ahead. So basically they left under the cover of darkness, moved to the north, ended up in Cass County, Michigan, where they settled and raised their family, had a much better life, and progressing forward, my dad had five girls, one son, and he was very driven to see us finish our education. He was unable to finish his education in the South, and he really forced us and encouraged us to pursue our education, and we all did that. And
so in a sense, the lesson from your dad is, whether it's north or south, go to where you can have the best opportunity regardless of the situation.
Exactly. So over the past, I'd say, 10 to 15 years, my sisters have started moving to the south, predominantly for better opportunities. I have two sisters here in the Atlanta area, and they're in the healthcare industry, and they're doing well. They own homes, and they're doing quite well. I moved 3 years ago for better opportunity, and my dad has actually decided, for another reason, to move back to the south. He and my mom are both retired now, and with the economy, fuel costs rising, they felt that they could do much better financially if they moved back to the south. So they're actually going to be here at the end of the month, and for me, it feels like our family is starting to go back. It's full circle.
Full circle. Yeah, well, opportunities in the north, which is what the Great Migration was all about, but roots in the south, which is certainly what your family is experiencing. Tina, I want to thank you for going to thetakeaway.org and sharing your story of your own personal migration in your own family.
Thank you.
And good luck. Things going well for you in South Atlanta?
Yes, they are. I enjoy Atlanta. Lots to do here.
Quite a family reunion with you and your five siblings, is that right?
Yeah, well, six, actually.
And
yeah.
where's the reunion going to be next year?
Well, probably Stone Mountain, Georgia.
All right. Tina Collins, human resource manager for a chemical company in South Atlanta, moved from Michigan to the Atlanta area in July 2007. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you. Bye.